The report came out in January, and it outlines possibilities without making specific recommendations on what should happen next. That was a disappointment, says Joy Yearout, Schuette's communications director. She says Michigan wants to see some short-term action, like more electric barriers, but ultimately wants the waterways that connect the Mississippi River system to Lake Michigan to be disconnected.
If the health of the lakes are threatened, you know, it's going to affect millions of people here in Michigan and affect our economy, and we just can't wait until the carp are here. We have to stop them.
The Army Corps says physically separating the two water systems would take 25 years and cost $18 billion. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.